Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Hey, good morning. Good morning to everybody, man. A lot of stuff in our new world that we're living in right now with national peaceful protests, the power of what is going on right now. Unbelievable stuff. I got to share a great story with you guys from last night. That was unbelievable. Some of the security guys that travel with the Dolphins and been with the Dolphins, as you guys know, are highway patrol officers, captains, police chiefs. It really is a combination of the seven or eight guys that travel with us or with us at home that we see on the field make up the NFL Dolphin security for games and safety and hotels and stadiums and everything else. And so last night I was watching national news, and did you guys see the shot of the highway patrol officer coming up and giving the lady on the scooter, Renita Holmes, a big hug? She was in front, and the highway patrol had it blocked off so you couldn't get to the freeway, and they had their riot gear on, and she was standing there saying, "Hey, you know, these are family people. Please don't shoot me," you know, and everything. I don't know if anybody saw the highway patrol guy came up, gave her a hug and talked to her. And it was awesome. It was just a great shot. It was a couple of nights ago, but it made national news last night. Everything's a hour behind or a day behind getting names and all that stuff of the woman on the scooter. Who's from down in Miami as well as the highway patrol officer. And sure enough, it was Roger Reyes from the highway patrol. And it was just, he was all over the news yesterday. I just thought if you get it, look at highway patrol officer giving a woman a hug down in Miami. And it was, you know, probably don't have enough of those moments with everything going on right now. But we have had some good ones. I know we've talked so much about protests, not so much on this show, but a lot of people talking about peaceful protests, the rioting and looting behind it at a certain time, and those people coming in and destroying property and everything and kind of taking away from the peaceful protests that you're getting from a majority of these people with a very powerful message right now. No question about that for George Floyd, but so much more than just George Floyd, but I think everybody understands that. But when you get those moments and you see around the country a mayor or a police chief walking with protesters, I just, like, it just kind of takes the edge off of what's going to happen tonight, you know, or what's going to happen, and listening and walking with people and everything else, man. So anyway, yeah, so I talked to Roger last night about this. It was just really cool, man. They were all showing the video all over. They ended the national news with it last night at 6:30, 6:30 to 7. And so I don't know if you guys had a chance to see Roger Reyes, who's with us and travels, been with us for years and years, and does great stuff. And we talk about those guys and talk to North Miami Police Chief Larry Jarriga, who, you know, you guys know, brings us bagels sometimes. And I've done some events down in North Miami and stuff. And You talk about a guy just sick to his stomach with everything going on and just in pain. And, of course, he's had to work the Miami area now with all this stuff going on and just disgusted by everything that's going on in Minneapolis and with those police officers. I just think most police officers are really pissed off about this, too, about all this stuff that's going on and the few bad cops, and I don't know what the number is and the way they handle it, but we've even seen some of them show their true colors during these protests and demonstrations, haven't we?
Right,
seen,
of course.
Atlanta, we've seen some things happen in Broward. A guy shoves a woman down, it's on her knees, and, you know, thank God there was a lot of video. And by the way, video has become the most powerful thing. I go back to the video. Whichever one, it looked like there were a few different people taking video off their phone of the George Floyd knee to neck. But it's become, think about that one piece of video, however it was taken, whether it was taken for the full 8 minutes and 43 seconds or whatever it was, how powerful that's become for right. the movement we're seeing in this country. And by the way, everybody go, oh, it's Monday, it'll go away. It's gotten bigger, the numbers of people coming out. I obviously like a national peaceful protest better than the looting we see and all that stuff, because you're looting, by the way, if you think you're hurting anybody looting, you're looting businesses for black people, white people, Hispanic people. A lot of them have all their money into this little business. You're hurting everybody. I'm not, anybody that says this looting's kind of cool, like we're getting back at the establishment, I'll tell you what you should be getting back to jail for being an idiot, whether you're out of town or in town. It's disgusting to see people cleaning out stores. I'm sorry, it is really disgusting. So anyway.
Well, it's just so far away from the narrative, that's the problem.
Yeah,
the
it takes away. Protests. It does take right. away from the cause. I totally right. agree. Zach, yeah,
and it stinks because it's all getting looped into one. It's like, oh, well, they're protesting and they're looting at the same time. They're crazy people. Look what they're doing. And
right.
No, it's not because you could say the majority are out there for a peaceful protest. They're on their, right. they're taking a knee. They're all standing together in front of a CVS. They're all doing whatever they have to do. Then you got a bunch of idiots out there who are taking full advantage of this, going, oh, well, since we're going to all be out there and there's going to be fires everywhere and it's going to be crazy, let's go inside that Macy's. Let's go inside that CVS. Let's rob that store. Let's put on a mask. Let's do this. We might as well take advantage of the situation. Yeah. It just takes away from what this whole cause is, and it sucks. That's what it is.
Well, listen, man, and they're showing up. They're showing up with shovels and hammers.
Right, like you said, yeah.
You're showing up stuff. You're thinking about destroying property.
Right.
When I see you have that, you're like, let's get this thing going a little bit. Let's get it rolling here. You peaceful people kind of be the front here on your protest and your cause. We're going to be in the back. And we're going to be cleaning out. Matter of fact, I kind of like that Adidas store over there.
Right.
That's going to be a nice location tonight. So that's what's going on. Listen, man, it's just out there and needs to be talked about. I have no problem with anybody. I don't care what your show is today, music from country to rock and roll to hip hop, whatever, to sports and everything else. It's just part of what we have. We got a bunch of stuff coming up here today as we'll jump into all of it. I saw something, and I know we get it too, so I want you guys to know we're not alone with some of the comments we get on social media for doing some of this stuff and whatever we're accused of, being way left or way right or caring too much or I don't want to hear it on sports, I'm turning you off, you're disgusting. All the things that we've heard. Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler apparently joined support of George Floyd and racial injustice and everything that took place, whatever it's been now, more than a week. And some of the response they got from people that follow them on social media.
Right.
And you're like, wow, did it really upset you that much? So even the greatest golfers in the world, in a very white sport, were very upset.
Right.
So I get it, and I understand we're going to have that. Like, right? We used to, you know.
You could lump Justin Thomas in that situation, too. He was one of the three guys who just got blasted yesterday as golfers.
Yeah, so those guys, you know, it's not going to affect. I think those guys are too good, let it affect things. But listen, man, I don't know what happened in this country where you can't have, and even for people that disagree, and matter of fact, we got a lot of that going on right now in this country, disagreement between president, governor, and mayor in New York's pretty good disagreement. I mean, there's disagreements going on right now everywhere. So I just say this, and that's why I told you, you know, we're not going to respond to anybody that comes out and whatever they have to say. And by the way, not looking for people to kiss our ass either. This is not 560 ass kissing. So whatever you might be into, it's fine. But to act like it's not going on every channel and everywhere, especially with 40 million people unemployed. Oh, the coronavirus, too. I almost forgot about the coronavirus.
Right. It's on the back burner.
Yeah. How about that? So with all that stuff going on, which has shut down the business we're in of sports and trying to get everybody back and looking like it's getting a little bit closer with everything that's going on right now. 99 days, can you believe it, until the Texans and the Chiefs. I hate to jump ahead of all the other sports, but ESPN led with it last night. Like, hey, before we get into everything that we're going to be talking about today, can you believe we are just 99 days away from the Texans and Chiefs Thursday night football rematch of that great comeback in the playoffs? Of course, Kansas City went on to win it all. And 88 days away from the start of the college football season. God, man.
Keep talking dirty to me, Joe.
I know. I do feel, and I'll tell you another one, guys. I'm looking to give everybody a little good news this morning. I think all four leagues are going to be back in July. I'm seeing some movement in Major League Baseball. At least they finally agreed to a regional schedule, which means the Marlins. And by the way, of all years, like, if somebody told me the Marlins could just play everybody in their own division, American League East, I'd take that every day of the week. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about the West Coast stuff. If somebody said you could play the Red Sox 9 or 10 times and the Yankees 9 or 10 times, and then, you know, you're pretty sexy, tough division of your own now with the Braves who are getting really good. The Mets, like I said, they got some real dominant players, but not a good enough overall roster. But you look at Philly and the amount of money they spend, and the Nationals just won it all, even though they lose their third baseman, who was one of the best players in baseball. I mean, it's I'm all for the region. I got no problem. You guys just beat the crap out of each other, and I'll put up with Baltimore. Tampa Bay's always got a good team. They're kind of like the Oakland A's, always limited on budget, but always find a way to be right there in that friggin' wild card with everything they've got going on. So I was good with that. Looks like MLS just about got their deal done, which was no surprise. And the NBA is just trying to figure out how many teams. Big, big disagreement. Are you guys more about bringing everybody, or would you like to just see old school and just shut it down? Let's just get our 16 teams and let's go. Let's play playoffs when you come back.
I'm fine with just the 16. You're that close to it. Let's just rot. You know, it's not like they have 30 or 40 games left where a huge difference can be made. I know there is a bunch where, you know, you can maybe get that eighth spot. And there are a bunch of teams in the West that are close to it. But at this point, just get the 16. I don't care if you do at that point 1 through 16 and seed them that way. But just like, we don't need play-in games in a whole play-in tournament like the NCAA does with the 68, and you have other games and a quick series before that happens. You got 16 teams right now. You just want to finish the season. Just finish the season. Get to the playoffs and go. I understand what hockey's doing 24, and it's a little different, but they have it all marked out and this. Just let's go. Like, enough playing around. Make a date. Get back. Start practicing when you can. And let's go. Let's not get into October or whatever it is, or next month, and not have a plan yet. Let's go. If you can do it, do it.
Yeah, we'll see if there's still a chance they bring all 30 teams. It's looking like 22,
right,
with outside of 16. The last six spots would be best records, which means 5 in the West, 1 in the East, would get in, to give you an idea how bad the bottom of the East is outside of those
bad.
Eight.
Oh, it's bad.
It's some bad records right in there. So we got all that stuff. We actually have a lot that we were going to jump into here today. And you can always join us with whatever your thoughts, whether you got up feeling good today, rolling your eyes, even if you're in a pissed off mood, you're in the right show. You're in the right show because we can take it. We're good. If you're a little salty and whatever it is, we're going to get into a bunch of different stuff this morning. And got some guests coming on a little bit later on in the show, and we'll jump into to everything, not just rioting, looting, peaceful protests that are still taking place all over the country. But it did look a lot better yesterday, I will tell you. The peaceful protests looked a lot better and everything else. So when we come back, I wanted to get into something that I saw and I thought was pretty interesting, and it actually got me. I saw that the Golden State Warriors came out with their top five. And I mean, that's hitting home, man. That's one growing up. That was one of my, you know, in the 70s was one of my teams, man. That was a game my dad took me to. Took me to a bad NBA basketball game at the time because you could get tickets. So they didn't put Rick Barry in the top five.
Like, I was surprised. I saw that.
I was like, look, I know Rick Barry's old. And I know he's known to be a real jerk. And his teammates came out, a lot of them, almost all his teammates were black, didn't like him, didn't like playing with him, and he had no idea. They had this thing done. He's like, Gus didn't like me? Phil didn't like me? all these guys, I had no idea. And that's never good when you're like a jerk and you don't realize certain guys don't like you. That's not a good start. Anyway, we're going to come back. We'll talk more about it, especially with the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Heat. I'm gonna put you guys on the spot. We'll get into everything. Let me see if I can do it. 305-567-0560 for the new text machine.
That's all done.
305-567-0560. Now, by the way, before we go to break, did we get any emails or anything last night? Don't do this or don't do that or anything, so we're good to go this morning?
I think we're okay to go, yeah.
All right, we didn't get anything like, you know, stay away from this or do this or, okay, good.
Not I as feel far a lot, as I saw.
Hey, listen, man, I feel a lot better. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, let me give you a little update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com. So the number so far in the state of Florida for cases, 57,447 in the entire state of Florida. Miami-Dade, largest number in the state at 18,224. Broward County, 7,248. Monroe is at 109 confirmed cases. Around the United States, by the way, 1,811,277 confirmed cases of COVID-19. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com. And Hollywood, by the way, during the break, Hollywood told us to put on the Korean baseball on ESPN to see what's going on. And I have it on again now. Joe, I know that your TV's all messed up. I hope you did get to catch a little glance of what's going on in the stands there. If you haven't yet, it's a very interesting situation there because I know at one point they had the sex dolls out there. They had the regular mannequins out there. Today, Joe, it looks like, and Hollywood pointed out, I'm looking in the front row behind home plate and I see SpongeBob, Minnie Mouse, and it looks like a bunch of other dolls, including Winnie the Pooh. That's what's in the stands right now.
Trying to bring in a young fan base, man.
Right.
Well, I always wonder what those players, you know, those players looking like. If you did that for Major League Baseball players and they turned around and they had all these Disney little furry animals, those oversized ones you get at the carnival and stuff, like, yep. How would those guys take it? Like, really? Is this what it's come to?
Well, they have the oversized ones, but they also have the tiny ones also. Joe, it is a hysterical scene right now going on behind. I don't know how.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. But yeah, I'm guessing the Major League Baseball players would find a way to complain.
Sure.
Probably would not be happy with that. By the way, just not. I appreciate live, and I know ESPN's got a lot of channels and a lot of stuff to fill up for during the day, and trying to get some fresh stuff and not just keep showing old stuff. They all are, especially all those specialty sports stations right now. Oh my God, Although they have hooked me in on certain games for a while. I will give them credit for that. But, yeah, they're looking for fresh stuff. But that South Korean baseball is really hard to watch. Hey, they showed a guy last night. I did watch a little bit. I always do this. I always say I won't watch it, and then I go, I was laughing. Right. Some guy came in the game, had an ERA of like 10. And so whoever's doing the game last night goes, yeah, he's really gotten off to a bad start. He's just trying to figure out how to get somebody out right now. And it was like a movie, you know. It was like the Bad News Bears. I was like, oh, my God. They're going, yeah, this guy really struggling to get people out. I mean, because, you know, baseball people look and they pop your ERA up as you come in the game. And, yeah, he's real close to being in the minors right now, getting cut, because these numbers – this is batting practice when this guy's in the game. So that was, I did catch that last night. Got little chuckles there trying to be nice about this guy, trying to figure out how to get people out in these games. So I want to ask you guys this question here. We'll get back into, got a lot of stuff. We're all over the board. We're in a different time between these national protests to coronavirus. Never been anything like it. I think there's been a lot of good conversation from people. Hopefully people are talking about all these things as we spend a lot of time together and still trying to stay distanced away from each other and get back healthy and get some things worked out that need to be worked out in this country right now that are going on. And by the way, it's been one of the most powerful things, by the way. And I'm going back to Berkeley in the 70s. This has been one of the most powerful things I've seen. Listen, we've seen people die. We've seen tragedy in schools. And I thought it was powerful. I thought what they did up in Douglas, Stoneman Douglas, was powerful here in town. One of the most powerful things I've ever seen from those kids at that school.
Right.
And even some of their parents getting involved. But this George Floyd thing. And George Floyd, honestly, is just, you know, it's just taking a Band-Aid off a cut here for what's been going on. But it's been really, really powerful and all over the country. I mean, all over the country. We saw it in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. But it's got a lot of people talking and weren't talking before. We've seen some stuff that we've seen people fired for the way they've handled things. Police officers. We're seeing police forces act swiftly on some of this stuff. And so I think it's been good. I think some of this stuff's been good, because if not, we're going to continue on with the same problems and that have gone on that, you know, they're just not right. They're just not right. So I want to get into this for a second. So I told you about my Golden State. They did their top five, and I was like, they left Rick Barry out. They were putting all these guys that just were on this team. I'm like, you can't do that. Like, nothing against Klay Thompson. Klay shouldn't be ahead of Rick Barry. Like,
no,
Rick Barry,
on.
I know he played. He's 70-something years old, but Rick Barry was really, really, really good. Like, he won an NBA championship here. Was a great player. I mean, a great shooting forward. Really super talented guy. And sometimes Father Time kills guys, right? Father Time, people kind of forget, and they got that Golden State Warrior thing going on with Steph and those guys right now. But I was like, man, it's you guys want to go back and look in your history a little bit on your first championship that you got. And that guy was so anyway, it got me going. And then I saw CBS Sports trying to, you know, getting into some different teams where it's really hard with where they've had so many great players and coaches. So I want to ask you, CBS Sports came out with their franchise five. So it got me thinking about the Dolphins and the Heat, both. So right off the bat, I went for the Dolphins, Shula, Marino, and Dwight Stevenson.
Wow. That's good. I like that.
Well, I didn't do real good. I didn't do real well because I left out all the guys on the 70s teams. And matter of fact, you know, if you had a vote on this, people might even throw in Jason Taylor
right
before they throw in all those great players. And there's Hall of Fame players. So Shula, no question.
Right.
Marino and Dwight. And again, Marino and Dwight made the 100 list as well. So those three, slam dunk. I don't know, four and five would be really hard. And then I was looking at the Heat, and that, by the way, you think that's not easy either.
Right.
So I got Riley right off the bat. Pat Riley starts, everything starts with Pat Riley. Dwayne Wade, one of the great players. And then in whatever order you want to go, but LeBron is 4 years. He's got to, you know, you could move LeBron up, but, I mean, he's in the list, not to go in any one order. Alonzo Mourning, Hall of Famer. And Shaq was here, what, three and a half years before he got big and complained?
And a half, mm-hmm.
So we got to put Shaq in there, right? He was part of a championship and a nice little run with so I got Riley, D. Wade, LeBron, Zoe, and Shaq. But I feel no Spo and no Timmy Hardaway. So are you guys with me, or are you guys switching anybody off that Heat list?
Well, I'll do you want me to do Heat or Fins first? I'll do Heat first for you. I have Riley, I have Wade, in this order, by the way, Riley, Wade, Alonzo, Udonis, LeBron.
All right, so you got UD as one of the top five players?
Top five, you said the franchise five, yes.
Yeah.
One of the most important players in the franchise, in the history of this franchise.
All right.
My honorable mention was Bosch and Cycli.
So who'd you leave out? You left out Shaq?
Yeah, I don't have Shaq on there.
Wow. It's kind of hard when a guy plays 3 or 4 years for you.
Right.
And they're going to be, I mean, you got to give him credit. When we got him, there was a buzz. And
absolutely. And, you're right.
And LeBron's 4 years, the big three. Zoe's another one, you know, gave us, never won anything, but gave us some great games, a ton of great playoff games. That
came
toughness.
Back, came back for the 06 championship.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a starter.
I think you have to put Tim Hardaway in there, don't you?
I don't know how, where you put this away, that away, Hardaway.
But he was such an important player to that team in those years.
But Zoe was the biggest part of those 90s teams. Zoe was the biggest part. He was the key.
I
would put Tim Hardaway in my five. And again, I go by, unfortunately, like especially with the Dolphin stuff, Joe, I go by my age, so it's going to be a little bit different than yours. But I think Tim Hardaway has to go in there.
Well, listen, man, I wasn't here with the 70s guys, but obviously through the years and my affiliation and being here since 1980, I've had a chance to kind of get to see what everybody's done and everything. So I started with Shula, Marino, and Dwight because they're top 100 players.
Right. See, mine looks so much different than yours, though. And again, it's just because of age. Like, I would go Marino, and then I go Ricky Williams, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, and then Tua.
Franchise five, Tua, before
I'm kidding. I'm kidding about Tua. But I do go Ricky, Zach, and JT.
Ooh. And here, how about mine? Shula, Marino, Zonka, JT, and Bob Greasy. I don't even have Dwight on there.
Well, listen, man, I would just say.
And Dwight was one of the top 100, like you said. He's literally number six, but I put Greasy on there because he played the most important position in all of football. And obviously, Marino and Shula are on there. And Zonka, I had to have at least one to two from those 70s.
Yeah, no.
I never saw them play. I was born in 70.
Come down to probably Larry Zonka's got to be on that list. And I tell you, Paul Warfield was.
Right. Another
was
great
unbelievable.
Player.
Unbelievable. Larry Little being left out. The greatest polling guards of all time. That's we need some old school people to help, but
right.
I got to tell you something, man. I mean, you can put whoever you want, but of one guy, might be the most dominant guy at his position ever is the guy you left out, and that's Dwight. I mean, I
know.
No. I mean, really, like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's your list, but right. Dwight.
He just plays a position that's not the, you know, that's the unfortunate part when you make this list. He just plays a position that's a center position that doesn't get enough credit.
But if you're on the top 100, don't you like automatically, or if you're a top 50 Hall of Famer in basketball, you're kind of a slam dunk on this list, aren't you? Like,
well, not Shaq, not on my Heat one, but Dwight was the one that I almost feel bad leaving off.
Well, you don't have to feel bad. He'll still come.
No,
on.
I do. I actually. Well,
the Dolphins list is a little bit tougher than the Heat one, I think. I mean, especially you have guys, Joe, like Jason Taylor. Like, how could you leave him off the list?
Right. I had him on there just because he's basically, after Marino, he was the next big guy for this team.
I know, man. And the problem is stats versus, like, how bad do you look? You leave a team that lost, like, one game in 2 years, had those really good teams. They didn't lose a lot of games, actually, in 3 years. And if it wasn't for the new league coming in and offering a bunch of those guys money, God only knows how many, but, like, it's kind of hard to leave all those guys, because now you're telling – what everybody's telling me is they were all just good players playing together.
Right, right.
Like, Larry Zonka might be the greatest fullback runner of all time.
Right.
In a position that's – right next to dead right now. It's right next to the funeral. When you're getting ready to have a funeral at a cemetery, right outside is the fullback position. Half the teams don't have one now. Half the teams don't have the guy who used to be the most dominant player that set the tone for the style of play that the Dolphins did with that physical, powerful running game.
When you think about the 70s Dolphins.
That's a great
Dolphins.
Point, by the way. Larry Zonka's got to be on that.
Well, I mean, just when you think of the 70s Dolphins, when they do something on those teams that won two straight Super Bowls and three straight and the Shula teams, I think the first name that kind of comes up, if you're not talking about the quarterback and Bob Greasy, it's Zonka. Zonka's name is the first name that comes up when they start talking about those 70s teams. And there were so many great players. I don't want to take away from anyone else that played in those teams, but Zonka's the biggest name, I think. So I had to have him on there, and then I thought
the
Bob Greasy one is the only one that I could have put Dwight over Greasy, but I kept him on there because he was a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's it. That was my only reasoning between not having Dwight.
Listen,
on
there. Neither one of those lists are tough. Is the whole reason I brought it up? Although I think you're way off on Dwight, but anybody's because I asked everybody's opinion on the franchise five, and franchise means coaches or presidents or. Whatever it could be for you, but try to come up with a list, whether you're a Dolphin or Heat or if you like both, try to figure that top five out for guys that have played in your uniform. Like Paul Warfield, I'm probably going Zonkin Warfield as my
70s representative.
But Joe, do you agree that like people like myself or Zach should be putting guys that we never saw play on there? Do they just go because you say that they were good?
My list is a little bit
more recent than yours. Like, I go Ricky Williams.
That's more fair. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I'm looking. You're right. My eyes are – I got you. Listen, man.
I mean, Ricky Williams was as dominant as there was when he was playing, when he was on the field.
I'm not – he had 1,853 yards like yesterday. It was awesome. So, I got you. I'm just – So you're taking Ricky and I get it. Larry Zonka was in the 70s.
Right. Never saw him play once, but that the lure of the Dolphins in the 70s has Zonka all over it.
No, I get it. It really comes down to old school, new school with all these guys. I feel a little dirty about my man Glenn Rice.
Right, right.
But poor Glenn, man. Glenn definitely top 10, but that top 5 for the Heat.
Tough.
That's tough. How about Spo not getting in there?
Right.
Or Timmy Hardaway. I didn't put either one of those guys. And I love those what they've done.
Well, Tim Hardaway is just too important to me. You can't tell the story of the Heat without Tim Hardaway.
But then again, you can't tell the story of the Heat without Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is part of the big three. They went to four straight finals.
How about this? How about the Heat? I mean, that's an impressive, like, in the franchise. Riley, D. Wade, LeBron, Alonzo Mourning, and Shaq.
Right, right.
I mean, it's those are all. I don't know when they do that list of Hall of Famers because those guys all are. If they're not, they're going to be in there. LeBron's going to be right at the top. That's impressive list. I'm sorry, man. We're super late. A lot of stuff going on. Crazy times, and we want to make sure we cover it all. all of it. We'll get into everything, everything that's going on in this country as well as sports. We're going to mix it up like a good drink, man. We'll put all your favorite stuff in it. We'll come back. We'll be right back after this. Hey, welcome back. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing okay with everything that's going on. 2020 will be remembered for a long, long time, starting with the old coronavirus, knocking out 40 million people with unemployment, not to mention furloughs and cut and pay, and of course, George Floyd, the most powerful. Two words, George Floyd. That video was the final straw that got everybody's attention this time. The timing and everything else that we've seen, it's been impactful. I think it's going to get change. I hope everybody understands, no matter what color you are, that we get change out of this. And so I'm glad. I'm all for peaceful protest every day. I'm not real big on, I call them the guys in the back that are there to riot and doing the looting. They should all be arrested. Can't give them a hall pass no matter what age they are. You're hurting people. You're hurting a lot of, we're hearing these stories coming out of people put all their money into these businesses and they just got destroyed. And by the way, black owners, business owners, white business owners, Hispanic business owners, it's been bad. And let me tell you something, there's been some great stories come out of this where police chiefs, mayors, Roger Reyes, a highway patrol officer and a friend of mine, and the way he handled it with coming over, put his arm around and made national news, putting his arm around a woman on a scooter, Renita Holmes. I just thought it was great video and everything. Larry Jariga, North Miami police chief, and the rest of those guys are, there's some good ones out there, man, trying to do the right thing, trying to blend in. And listen, it's not happening everywhere. There's still some that aren't sure how to handle this whole thing. And it's tough. Listen, the rioting's tough. It's tough. It's, you're a police officer. Probably the toughest part of your job is when it gets violent and the people behind it are ruining it for the people doing it the right way and with the peaceful protest. So listen, man, there are a lot of people tired, fearful of the police, and how do we get change? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I think everybody's talking about it. Everybody's aware of it. You don't have to like it, but it's there. And so anyway, wanted to bring that up before we get into all the sports news. Coming out 99 days till the Texans and the Chiefs. 99 days. Which you kind of feel bad. Like ESPN led with that, and you're going, wait a second, man. They're already talking about Mahomes and Watson in an opener, and I'm like, and 88 days till college football. And you're like, well, what about the other four leagues? They're all going to be back to business here, man, in July most likely. And they're trying to figure out amount of teams and location, and some of them still trying to figure out money and what everybody's going to get paid. And they've already jumped to the NFL, which, by the way, there's going to be a lot of sports on for about 3 months, folks. There's going to be – you can sit down, and any sport that's played year-round is going to be played all over the top of each other, all over – the top of each other. The NBA, Major League Baseball, I really believe will be back. The NHL will be back. And MLS is supposed to have a deal completely done today. And they're going to be back and in Orlando in no time, getting ready for a tournament and then getting ready to play. So it's just a matter of teams. The NBA is trying to figure out how many teams they want to take to Orlando. Major League Baseball still got some work to do, although they agreed on the regional scheduling of who you'll be playing. The Marlins will be part of the National League East and American League East. Hell, how good would that be to have that schedule if you could go? And they said, hey, fans are allowed. You get right to watch the Red Sox, the Yankees, and then everybody else they have in the National League East that pretty good. National League East, really, really good division.
But, Joe, we've seen in the past couple of years when they had a series at home versus the Red Sox or series at home versus the Yankees, how packed Marlins Park was, you know, just for that series. Can you imagine if you did play them a couple times during the year? That would be the Marlins. That would be Derek Jeter's, you know, how it would make him smile knowing that he's going to have some heavy, heavy crowds for a lot of weekends,
well,
you know, during the regular
that.
Season. Right.
If you could play them in a normal rotation like Tampa Bay does, being part of that same division, think about that. That puts you over a million fans.
Right, right.
By the way, hasn't happened in a long-ass time where you've said, hey, by the way, million's nothing to be proud of, but put you up another 200,000 fans because, honestly, the Marlins seem to be stuck on 800,000 fans. That would be dead last, usually, in baseball. And, of course, Tampa Bay's not too far in front either. As they've had their own problems. And they've actually had a good product, a good competitive product up there. And you know what's amazing? They thought when they did the Miami and Orlando in basketball and they did Tampa Bay and down here that it was going to be a big hit in all these sports. We don't have anything. We thought like, hey, like we're going to make this into L.A. and San Francisco. And it's just never caught on. Never, none of them. Tampa Bay, Miami, in whatever your sport, hockey or baseball or football, just nothing. Mm. Nothing there, right? It's just never been the series you thought it would be.
No.
When everybody, even Orlando and actually Orlando and Miami for a little while, was a pretty good series. I mean, at least you had playoff teams and was kind of cool. And Orlando had some good teams there for a while.
Right. But, back to the Shaq and Penny days.
Yeah,
the West,
just
you know,
never really rolled the way everybody thought it would. Anyway, hey, the other thing we were talking about while we're getting through and talking about everything coming up and getting back, we'll have more on all the teams as we're waiting on everybody to get ready to come back and start practicing. Find out the University of Miami looks like a lot of their football players are back on campus and working out. So all a good sign to get things kind of going forward. Hopefully we don't have any roadblocks in there. But I was asking about your franchise five. Franchise five means coach, president, impactful people for the Dolphins and Heat. And the reason I bring it up this morning is I stole it from CBS. I haven't had an original thought in my life. But I will tell you, man, the Dolphins in the Heat, I want you to put up your top five. And by the way, Shula and Riley are automatic. I mean,
right, it's really Shula, like a franchise four plus them.
Shula, both. Riley, now find the other four, basically, for the Heat. And matter of fact, you have to have them on. Like, even if you're 15 years old, listen right now, or you're 250, and you're living a great life, and you got to have Shula and Riley as your top two. Now we can get into anything else you want to put in there, but those lists are both hard. Dolphin one's a little harder, but you go through the years. According to Hollywood, said this. Zach, you've said a little bit is kind of with your age, and whatever it means to you. Your franchise five. It's hard to come up with that list. It really is.
There's a couple, I think, shoo-ins, and then after that, it's like, ooh, what, where do you go here, and who do you
leave
off?
So everybody's going to put Marino on the list, right?
And right. Everybody's, I think Shula and Marino and Riley and Wade are already two locks. There's no getting around that.
So we start with Marino and D-Wade on each one of for the Fins and Heat after Riley and Shula.
Right.
I came right in with Dwight. And I had LeBron coming in two with right behind D-Wade, which, by the way, doesn't matter what order. It's just franchise five, man. We're talking about franchise five. But the Heat got, boy, they got a lot of good pieces. Zoe's got to be in there. Played a long time. Shaq. My God, how do you not put Shaq in there?
3.5 years. That's why.
Shaq. Zoe.
Then, yeah, Zoe's
got
No,
that's
be
fine. If 3.5 years, then, well, you're going to take LeBron off for his four?
No, because they went to four finals, and Shaq wanted out going into that fourth season anyway.
T, Timmy Hardaway.
Tough one.
Spo. And that we need Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra probably won't get mentioned one time outside of us when you look at it.
You're probably right.
So, and then which guys from the undefeated team do you consider on a franchise five? If you go with Marino and Dwight with Coach Shula, you got two spots open, and you've already said Ricky and Jason, Ricky Williams and Jason Taylor.
Yep.
I'm thinking Zonk and Warfield. I'm thinking fullback, who is a running machine, and Paul Warfield.
So, and I have Bob Gracie over Warfield.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go to break here, man. A tough list to put together. 305-567-0560 if you have time and you feel like somebody was left out. That's how I felt, man. When they left out Rick Berry, I called KNBR and said, "Where's that list, man? Who put that list together?" Because they were beating it up out there, and some of the guys like me were going, "Hey, guys, I understand we love this Golden State team right now, and you want to put everybody on there. But Rick Berry, even though he's 40 years older than a lot of these guys, 35 to 40 years older, that guy was damn good."
Right.
7 o'clock hours coming up. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.